T-Mobile, KG4HA.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. I do have a couple of announcements. We do have the new capabilities on the repeater, two, one of which is the ability to make announcements, as you have probably heard people trying out before, earlier today, and you can hear the announcement at any time by sending in DTMF tone 98 pound, and that'll repeat the announcement. You have to have a amateur radio operator that initiates the announcement. So you can initiate it. If you want to know what the current announcements are, you can pull that up at any time by keying up your radio, throwing out your call sign, say you wish to listen to the announcements, and send in a 98 pound, and that'll repeat back to you the current announcements. So you probably heard people using that today. They're trying it out and seeing how it works, and just letting you know that's a new capability that we have with the repeater. That's the first one. The second one is we do have the ability to do pre-net check-ins. There is a menu item on the briars.cc webpage. This is labeled pre-net check-in. If you go to that, you pulls up a dialog. You can put your name, your call sign, your location, and click on a button that says you want it to be announced over the air or not, yes or no, and then press the button to send in your information to be checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That information gets purged every morning at 1 minute past midnight. So if you want to check into the net, that's something day after day, that's something you would have to do day after day. It doesn't stay there. Anybody need any fills on those two announcements? Go ahead, Al.
Yes, you can get one. I don't know if it's 9 o'clock or not yet, but if not, you can check me in anyway. Well, man, you can either just check me in. I don't know if it's 9 o'clock or not yet.
That is a possibility, Al. I was thinking the same thing. There are people that might want to do that, and I do have you on the log. I'll call you out when I call the pre-check-ins that we have for this evening. Appreciate you checking in, Al. Any other stations with questions about the comments or the announcements tonight?
EJWKN4RJN, I have a question.
Go ahead with your question, John.
Any time frame on the pre-check-ins? Can they check in at any time?
There's no time frame at the moment. Now, if you check in, if you do a pre-check-in after the net is over, it's just going to get purged at 1 minute past midnight. But any time after that, there's no set limit, like it has to be a certain number of hours before the net or anything like that. It's just daily. If you want to check in and you want to do a pre-check-in, you just have to do it on the day of the net. No other requirements other than that.
Good, thanks, sir. Go ahead and check me in, please.
Okay, got you down on the list, too. I'll go over you and the pre-check-ins and out in just a minute. Anyone else with questions about tonight's announcements? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, I did hear a station that was trying to key up the repeater, but it was down more than it was up. The repeater was not keyed up down more often than it was keyed up. So you're in a bad location, or if you've got some more power, try to bump up your power, try to find a better X. We'd like to get your question and get it out over there. We'll give you one more shot at it. If you're still too far out, you can ask the question when you check into that, when you get into a better location. Okay, does anyone else have any other announcements for the net call W4DJW? Okay, it looks like we got them. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. And we do have a few Echolink stations, so we're going to give Echolink stations the opportunity to go first. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor and John, in Manatee County, Florida. I'm negative and negative. And good evening, Dave. WN4V.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, in Redick, Florida. Be negative and negative. Just listening.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Echo 4. Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. 73 to everyone.
Net control, check in Kilo Juliet 4, Kilo Victor November. Currently staying in Walhalla.
Okay, that is a good group of Echolink stations that we had tonight. Plus, we did have a few pre-net check-ins. And I'll be going over those as well. Net control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's in Traveler's Rest. He's bringing with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. I don't know if you're listening, Fred, but appreciate you using the pre-check-in method and tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KK4KCA. That's Jim. He's in Star. I think I know that Jim is Star. It sounds like a different call sign, but might not be the same one. But Jim, if you're listening, appreciate you being with us this evening. KJ4CTD, that's Wyatt. He's in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Wyatt. Hope you're doing well if you're listening. W4SOE, that's Sean. He's in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Sean. Appreciate you using the pre-check-in method tonight. And KM4RGX, that's Carol in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. KG4WMP, that's Landon. He's mobile out in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Appreciate you using that announcement earlier. And it worked well. Good to have you with us this evening. KI4MLN, that's Al, who was on just a little bit ago. You heard him. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al from Malden. KN4RJN, that's John over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Appreciate you being here. Whiskey November 4 Victor, that's John in Manatee County, Bradenton, Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, John. You sounded good. Hope you're being safe. KW4TS, that's Jim. He is mobile. And Radic, Florida, good to have you with us tonight, Jim. You be careful out there. Stay safe. Keep your distance from people. And KE4JRK, that's John. He's in Paris Mountain. You sounded good over Echolink, John. You got that dialed in real good. Appreciate you being here. And KJ4KVN, that's Robert in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're staying safe. Okay, that does it for the Echolink stations. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the RF section of the net with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter or suffix of the call begin with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Austin. And I'm James up here on this mountain under a super moon tonight. And I will be in Tuxedo and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Miss Samuel, well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 73.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James under the supermoon up in Tuxedo. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're enjoying that moon. Appreciate you taking time to be here, and you stay safe. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Sid. You're sounding good. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And everyone be sure and check in with Sid on Sunday nights at 8. He's got a really good net over there on 146.64 with a PL tone of 91.5. And Sid, we do appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you and Miss Beverly are staying safe. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing him. KEC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Sounding good tonight, Larry. Appreciate you being here. Hope you and Miss Donna aren't getting cabin fever. Amy and I are getting cabin fever. We've been in for 2 weeks now. Her car hasn't moved since last Friday or Thursday a week ago. So Thursday will be a full 2 weeks, and neither one of us has even started an engine on a car. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you and Donna are staying safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. It's Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you, Dave. All the net, 73.
DJW. Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic. No round table. And Karen's still living, isn't she?
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis. Sounding good from Gaffney tonight, Dennis. Appreciate you being here. Please stay safe. KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's on Table Rock. Sounding good as usual, Andy. Miss Karen is fine. She does have the allergies, though. Allergies are messing with her throat and making it difficult for her to talk. In addition, something happened with some dishwashing soap, so she's got a mess she's got to clean up. She needs to work on that rather than calling the net at the moment. So she'll be back next Tuesday, but she is fine. Appreciate you asking, Andy. You stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Check in Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo. This is Kenneth in Arden. Negative and negative tonight. Appreciate you calling the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4KAV. That's Kenneth. Sounding good from Arden tonight, Kenneth. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're not getting cabin fever. Let's see. We'll go ahead now and move on to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter, suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW, Dave, please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For DJW. And Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We're both here in Simpsonville, waiting out the virus and enjoying the time off. Thanks for calling that, Dave, and we'll be listening.
DJW, check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Papa, Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And we're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
W4DJW. And K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
JW, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Nimman. I'll be negative. And I'd like to thanks again, Dave, for the input on that radio.
Kilo Romeo 4, November Oscar Phil, and Cal Benz. Thanks, Dave, for running the net. 7-3, everybody on the net.
Okay, that was a fantastic group. That control like to recognize KD4OTW. That's James and Anderson. James, you came up. Your audio was completely readable that time. So wherever you were when you called, when you checked in that time, that's your ex, because it sounded really good, James. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're staying safe. Good to know you're still checking in on the radio. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They are in Piedmont. Always good to hear you calling in for the group, Lorena. Appreciate you doing that. It's a pleasure to hear you checking in. And tell Rick and Miss Michelle we said hi. Hope you guys stay safe. And W2MJB, that's Mark. He's bringing with him KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They're enjoying the time off. I'm glad you got some time off, Mark. My wife is now working from home, so we're together all day, every day. She's downstairs, I'm upstairs, and we don't even cross paths in the kitchen when we go get water. She's in a meeting when I'm not, and I'm in a meeting when she's not. So we don't see much of each other all day long, even though we're stuck in the same house together. But I hope you and Miss Wendy are enjoying it. Mark, appreciate you being here. And KG4PFI, that's Don. He's bringing with him KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're in Piedmont. Good to hear you checking in, Don. Never did hear back from Miss Mary on your question, so it's still out there. But we'll get it. We'll get an answer sooner or later. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. You guys stay safe. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're being careful and staying safe. I know you are. But appreciate you being with us tonight. K4OIM, that's Walt over in Inman. I know you're going to enjoy that radio, Walt. That's a nice one. You do. You have fun with that thing when it comes in. And KR4NO, that's Phil. He's over in Cowpens. Good to have you with us tonight, Phil. Hope you're staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, recheck.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was curious. K4's white. KD4USA. Anyone ever heard? I haven't heard him in a long time. Just curious if anyone ever heard from him. Whatever have. I haven't heard him on the air in a long time.
So I was curious about Dwight as well, Al. KD4USA up in Tuckasegee, North Carolina. Probably people remember that. KD4USA. He was in here a lot. And we miss him. So I was asking around, and Steve told me what happened to him. KB0KBJ Steve told me what happened. So I guess everybody probably wants to know, because he was pretty active on this repeater, and he's quite a fellow to listen to. He was very interesting to listen to. His daughter set him up with a lady that was in another country. I don't know what country it was in, but she wasn't in this country. And he was waiting for her to come over to the United States, and it kept getting delayed, 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 delayed. So his daughter fixed that by taking him over to that country. And we suppose that that's where he is now. He's living in another country. And he has a lady friend. So turned out well for KD4USA. We miss him, but I'm sure he's enjoying life now a lot more than it was when he was a bachelor up on the mountain. Any other questions there, Al?
I want to make sure this cool is all right. This is really good. Okay, guys, just want to check in. Well, good to hear you. Judy's doing a little better. Careful, I'm back to net.
All right, Al. Appreciate you asking that, because there are probably a lot of people that wonder what happened to Dwight. KD4USA. We miss him. But he's having a fun time, so we're happy for him. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in KC8, PJM, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa, Juliet, Mike, Fletcher, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Okay, next to like to recognize KC8, PJM. That's Fletcher in Simpsonville. Sounded good in Simpsonville, from Simpsonville tonight, Fletcher. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you're staying safe. We'll go ahead now and move to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo X-ray November. This is Barry over in Greer, South Carolina. Been quite a while since I've had a chance to check in, turn this thing on, dusted it off, and coming over to you. But glad to hear everybody. I am negative and negative. And wishing everybody a great night praying for everything that's going on, and we'll just hang on and see how the Lord gets us through this. But 73s to everybody.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize KK4RXN. That's Barry. You're sounding good from Greer tonight. I guess it's because you're so close to me, but you're still going up to the mountain to get back down to me. I'm in Greer, too. Good to have you with us tonight, Barry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Those finals sound like they dusted off real nicely. No issues there. And you take care. You stay safe. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. W4DJW, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, Jim in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. DJW, please check in Kilo Juliet 4, Quebec Alpha Sierra. That's KJ4QAS. The name is Tom, and I'm located in Martin, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening all on the net. 4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo, Mike, Fred. Also my wife, Mary. November 4, Mike, Romeo, Yankee. We're home in Piedmont tonight, Dave. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. No traffic, no comments.
KW. KC4SKD. Larry, and KG4AHS Rhonda, and I've got two by telephone relay. First call is KD4JIK, that's Randall. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. And also KF4GGF, that's Charlie. He's in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Everybody have a good evening. Now check us in and out tonight, please.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize KA2TXJ. That's Jim and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're staying safe, being well. KO4ACA. That's Bill and Greenwells. You're sounding good tonight, Bill. Appreciate you being here. KJ4QAS. That's Tom and Martin, Georgia. Sounding good from Martin, Georgia tonight, Tom. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. K4RM, that's Fred. He's bringing with him in 4MRY. That's Miss Mary there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Mary we said hello, and you guys stay safe. KC4SKD, that's Larry. He's bringing with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. And KD4JIK, that's Randall. And KF4GGF, that's Charlie. And Charlie, I looked up on my map, on my log, just to see when the last time I talked to him, because Randall and Charlie have checked into this net before. It might have been you relaying them, but they have checked in. It was in 2014. It was actually July the 4th of 2014 was the last time they checked in, so it's been 6 years. Good to have Randall and Charlie back after the six-year absence. Appreciate you relaying them in, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of suffix their call begin with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont. And we're negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
KW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Oh. Whiskey 4 Whiskey. Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina. We're negative and negative tonight. Be securing.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4VKN. That is Alan. He is in Piedmont. You're sounding good tonight, Alan, and we do appreciate you being with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy. He's in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being here, Tommy. Hope you're staying safe. W4WOZ, there's the mayor of Waz. He doesn't check in very often, but when he does, it's good to have him with us on the net. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. Appreciate you being here. Hope you and the family are staying safe. And K4ZZX, that's Steve at the base of Paris Mountain. Steve, I appreciate you just going out and keying up anyway, even though I didn't look up there at the Echolink list to see who was checked in on Echolink. I appreciate you doing that. That's the best thing to do. If the net controller isn't taking time for Echolink, just go ahead and key it up like anybody else. Appreciate you doing that. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and bump it up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called that begins with the letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Yankee Uniform. Jim, I'm over here in Greenville, South Carolina.
JW. This is Jeff. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November Golf. Fletch in Easley, and we're negative and negative.
For DJW. Everyone on the net, please check in. K4BAN, Alex and Clemson. Negative, negative. Good evening.
W. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative, but hope everyone's doing all right and staying safe out there. 73s.
JW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Victor Hotel. This is Brian in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4BYU. That's Jim over in Great Cork. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. And I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me. It is. So congratulations on your ticket. I appreciate you being here. We're here every evening at 9 p.m. You may know that or not, but different net controller every night normally. And appreciate you being here. Looking forward to hearing you on here many more times in the future, Jim. And K4YNG, there's Fletch. Sounding good from Easley tonight, Fletch. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. You truly are sounding good, Fletch. Appreciate you being here, and you take care, be safe. And K4BAN, that's Alex over in Clemson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. Hope your cabin fever isn't too high. Appreciate you checking in. And KO4AOW, that's David with excellent audio quality and checking into the net this evening, David, from Inman. Appreciate you being here. You stay safe. And KO4BVH, that's another one. That's the first time checking in with me. So congratulations on your call. We're here every evening at 9 p.m. Really looking forward to hearing more of you on the air, Brian. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHIW. Okay, we'll go ahead and move it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters E through H. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Whiskey or Echo Kilo. Name is Ethan in Anderson, South Carolina. I'll be negative at negative tonight, but I hope everybody has a great day and is doing well.
W4DJW.
Everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Copy. This is WB4, Fox, Echo, Dan in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, everybody on the net. Dave, I think just check me in and out tonight, please.
W. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry up in Candler, negative negative night, Dave, thanks.
DJW, good evening, Dave. Please check in G and Robbie, KJ4HA, and KJ4KLH. Greenville, no comments. Good evening.
JW, on the net, please
Please check in November 9 Golf Sierra X-ray. Mike, also November 9 Papa Kilo Papa Jayma. We're in West Union. No traffic, and likewise, I wonder whatever happened to Dwight, so you answered that question. No roundtable tonight. Good to hear you, and hope everyone stays safe.
DJW. Kilo Alpha 4, Foxtrot Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ. Jim and 6 Mile. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening. It's been a while.
AW. CND, Buddy and Taylor. Hello, David. Everybody on the net.
DJW. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
JW. And Kilo 4 Golf Alpha Tango. Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic. No comment.
JW. Misher in Burnsville. Good evening, David. I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. On the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, location Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments today, Dave. 73.
DJW. In Kilo Delta 4 Hotel Juliet Tango, Ray in Simpsonville. And check me in and out, please.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, via Echolink, Slabtown.
Okay, that's got to be a record of some kind. They just kept on coming in. Appreciate hearing everybody tonight. Net Control, like to recognize KW4EK. That's Ethan over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Ethan. It has been a while. It's good to hear you back on the air. You take care and stay safe. And for HHC, that's Warren. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. It's good to know that you're still there and everything's still fine. WB4FEE, that's Dan over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. You're sounding good. Hope you're taking care and being careful. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Hermitville, Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're not going stir crazy over there. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KJ4HIA, that's Gene. Gene Spring with him. KJ4KOX, that's Miss Robbie. There in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Robbie. Or Gene, tell Robbie we said hello. You guys stay safe. N9GSX, that's Mike over in West Union. He's bringing with him. N9PKP, that's Miss Jama. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Tell Jama we said hello. And glad that answered your question about Dwight, because I think there was a lot of people curious about what happened to Dwight. And glad to know that he is just fine and enjoying himself, living life large. Sorry about that, Jim. KA4FKQ, that's Jim in 6 Mile. And Jim, you're right. It has been a while. I pulled you up in my log. September the 27th of 2014, 6 years ago. What is it about 6 years? We've had two groups of 6 years that were since they've checked in last. But Jim, nonetheless, appreciate you firing up those finals and dusting them off and checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. You stay safe. KA4END, that's Buddy over in Taylor. It's always good to hear you check in into the net, Buddy. Take care, be careful out there. W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor. You're sounding good tonight, Gene. Appreciate you being with us. And K4GAT, that's Mike over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Hope all's going well with you. W4FY, that's Misher in Burnsville. Good to have you with us tonight, Misher. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Stay safe. And AK4HR, that's Mike. He's one of our Saturday night net controllers. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. You sounding good. It's good to hear you on a non-weekend weeknight. Appreciate you being here. KD4HJT, that's Ray over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Ray. And KK4FTU, that's Richard in Slabtown. Checking in via Echolink. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. You guys stay safe. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in N4DJC, Jerry, November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, and Anderson. No traffic, no rag chief. Hope everyone is doing fine.
Or DJW. Hope you're doing good tonight. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Kilo Bravo Charlie, Bill here in Tocoa. Wish everybody a good evening. Please check me in and out.
Okay, and that control, I'd like to recognize N4DJC. That's Jerry over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're staying safe and enjoying amateur radio while we're all taking a break. And KN4KBC, that's Bill over in Livonia, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. And I thought it had been a while for you, but no, it's only been since yesterday. Got you checked in yesterday. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. You take care and be safe. That Bill makes check-in number 70 this evening, 70. It has been years since I've had 70 check-ins on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, so it's a hopping night for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, number 70. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control, please check in.
Control,
check in N4RCM, November 4, Romeo, Charlie, Mike, it's Chris and Skyland. No comments and negative on the net. Just listening in and heard y'all talk and thought I'd get in on the tail end of it.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4RCM, that's Chris, sounding good from Asheville tonight. Sound very good quality audio, full signal strength. Chris, appreciate you checking into the net this evening. Hope you're staying safe out there. And with that, we're going to shut down the formal portion of that. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RagChew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagChews. Except we don't have anybody logged in for RagChew. So I'm going to, because tonight is Miss Karen's night, I'm going to follow suit with Miss Karen and see if I can get somebody, pull somebody out of the woodwork. That's how she does it. So with respect to Miss Karen, let's see, who can we go out there and pull in to see if they want to have a conversation? John in Bradenton has left already. KW4TS is still there. Let's see if Jim, KW4TS, what do you got to offer the net tonight, this evening, Jim? While you're out there on the road, tell us how it is out there.
Now, traffic on 95 is a lot better than I've seen it in the last 22 years, other than about 3 weeks ago when the Canadians had the great exodus from Florida. I'm serious. I mean, it looked like the Independence Day movie with all the campers rushing out the Area 51. They were all headed north. But other than that, the traffic around Atlanta is a lot lighter than anything you'd normally see. But, you know, there's still quite a few people out and about. I'm sure they're all on strategic business. But not a whole lot to tell you other than that. Freight seems to be moving as good as it ever does, although for some reason they're trying to keep everybody in a, like, their own area or whatever. I've been running pretty much up and down the East Coast, and this week I haven't hardly, just Florida and Georgia back and forth. That's about all I can tell you about it right now. Back to net, KW4TS.
Okay, well, we do appreciate you throwing that out there. I know people are curious. I am. Right, I've been stuck in the house for the past 4 weeks or 4.5 weeks. I've only been out like 3 times. So it's good to hear from somebody who is out there and somebody can tell us what it is. I was thinking it's probably a lot less stressful on you guys that don't have to worry with all those cars buzzing around all the time, kind of like gnats buzzing around your head all the time when you're out there on the road. But anyway, we appreciate all that you do to keep America moving, and you be safe out there. Let's see, who else can we pull up this evening that might just want to rag chew? Let's see what's on Andy's mind. KI4LZI, Andy is still there. What you thinking about during this shutdown, Andy?
I heard something over the weekend, Sunday afternoon, I think it helped bring some
of this about to hammer down. I was listening on the DNR repeater, one of them, and there was a bunch of them over here on one of these lakes. They weren't specific at that moment which one of the big lakes, but a whole bunch of them out there had went around the things that was there telling them they weren't supposed to be launching boats. Launched a boat and went out on an island out in one of these lakes out here, and DNR got called in about it and had to go over there and deal with it. And I think that kind of helped bring about what the governor done, you know. Some of these going out on some of these lakes like that, disregarding that. I heard that on the DNR repeater Sunday afternoon, so I'm not in a way surprised that he brought the hammer down on that, because some of the stuff I've heard going on right recently. Back to you, KI4LCI.
Recheck.
Okay, got your recheck. I'll be right with you. Well, Andy, yeah, that's a good point. They call those super spreaders, the people that don't believe it's an issue, and they go out there spreading it around for everybody else, endangering everybody else. Yeah, that's probably a good thing. I don't know. I'm not wanting to test fate and go out there and do harm for myself or harm to anybody else. It's bidirectional there. You can do them harm and not even know that you did it. Harm all the way up to them passing away and never even know that you did that. But go ahead, Richet.
Okay, well, excuse me, David. I lost your number there, but anyway, this is WB4FEE with WD4. Yeah, whatever. Old age is bad, David, you know. But, yeah, that the guy that was the driver there talking about I-95 and the exodus down. We were coming up I-95 about 3 weeks ago, and I guarantee you it was bumper to bumper. And every other car that passed us had a Canadian tag on it there.
Well, that's you know, that is something for them to have to contend with. I saw something about that. Actually, people were making drawings of that and posting them on Facebook. I don't know what was going on, what the deal was there. But it's something for them to have to contend with. You know, when they were used to going up and down the road at 60, 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you've got cars slowing you down. I guess that's got to be really, really frustrating for them.
Roger that, Dave, yeah. But it was campers. It was camper after camper after camper. Anything from the ones on the back of a pickup to them big, long gooseneck jobs and some of the big buses, you know, the motorhome type deals. And but man, they were all, I mean, we were in Florida, and they shut us down there. You know, it was that weekend when they shut, when Disney shut down. And we were there till about Wednesday. I think we left to come back Wednesday morning because they shut everything down. And so we left and came on back. And coming up 95, though, man, I was done, you know, it was just bumper to bumper, stop and go, all the way to we got to where we could get on 26. Once we got on 26, it was okay then. We made good time from there on back into Greenville.
Well, I have been on that, Dan, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We do have another Echolink station, so I'm going to give that Echolink station, and I don't know how long he's been sitting out there, so I'm going to give him the opportunity to check in. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. If you would check in KA4 PQA Kilo Alpha 4 Papa Quebec Alpha. This is Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Dave. Yourself and all on the net. No traffic in the round table. Dave, I apologize for not having checked in with y'all for such a long time. I've been between a sick wife and work. I've just been forgetting to check in, but I'm gonna start tonight trying to be more of a regular check in with y'all on a more regular basis. But if you will, Dave, check me in and out, KA4PQA.
Okay, Stephen. Well, no need to apologize. I apologize for not seeing that you were up there waiting all that time. That control like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen in Greenwood. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen. And hope things slow down for you just a little bit, and we can hear you checking in on the net more and more. While we've got it down, any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we've got it there. Well, Dan, back to you, and don't worry about forgetting my call. The other day I was setting up a new cell line for being able to put the router up at the repeater site so that we can log into the repeater and monitor it. And they just asked me, it was really early one morning, I hadn't had my first cup of coffee, and they asked me, what's your social security number? And I started to rattle it off like I've done. I said, that's the only number I know in my head, front to back, back to front, never had it. And I could not remember it, Dan. Don't know what was going on there. That's kind of scary. Back to you, WB4FEE, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Dave, I understand. I got embarrassed to no end up there in the grocery store one day. I used my debit card and just all of a sudden couldn't remember my PIN number. And I luckily had the money in my pocket. I could pay for it. And the minute I walked out the door, I remembered what it was, but it's too late then. Over.
That's the same thing that happened to me. After the moment had passed, it just popped in my head. It's like something just came in there and blocked it for a minute and then let it pass. But then they did have to send me something and I had to text them back and it made for more hassle. But that was kind of freaky. Anyway, that happens to us all, I imagine. The older we get, the more opportunity for that to happen. But anyway, what else you got for us tonight, Dan?
How is Ray doing? I never hear him check in. Is Ray doing okay there?
Well, he usually checks in with Gary on Wednesday nights and does a little rag chew. And last time I heard him check in with him, he sounded just fine. So I think he's doing good. I think him and Miss Edith are hunkering down. I heard Johnny talking about them going over there and delivering them groceries and stuff like that. So I think they're doing just fine, but he only gets back on the radio probably once a week now, Dan.
Roger that, yeah. I'm going to have to call him up on the landline, I guess. I hadn't talked to Ray in a long time, but we used to have some really good rag chew sessions on here every night, and his name was Jim. I think he's dead now, and old Jim, you know, me and him and Ray used to garden. We'd get on here and garden, man. I mean, we had some times there, old.
I remember Jim. He used to hang around for drag chew quite a bit. He's the one that had a herd of goats, didn't he?
I think so. He lived at a little farm over somewhere, and he had all kind of stuff going on over.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to him. I think he also had some rental properties and things like that, and he'd have to go around fixing up his rental properties. He was a character. He was interesting to talk to. I hate it when he went silent key.
But, yeah, he was. He was real interesting to talk to, and I enjoyed talking to him so much. And then that's the way it goes, you know. We never know. But not promised tomorrow. But, Dave, I'll let you go. You take care, brother. It's good talking to you. You sound like you had a really good night tonight. So have a good night and a good week. Stay well. W4DJW, this is WB4, Fox Echo Echo. We'll be clear with you.
Okay, Dan, appreciate you volunteering for the rag chew portion of the net. I almost volunteered you, but you probably knew it was coming. But anyway, good to have you with us tonight, and you take care. Stay safe. Any other stations, including Echolink, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
N4RQN. I remember him, too. KI4LZI.
You got a most excellent memory, Andy. That is it. N4RQM. I can hear him saying it in my head right now. I can hear him calling out that call. Anyway, appreciate that, Andy. We do have an Echolink station there. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. How are you doing today? Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4, UBG, Kevin. I'm back at the house now. I was hitting you up on the HT earlier. And was trying to listen to you tell about the system that you got set up there, and I didn't hardly catch but bits and pieces of it. I didn't have real good service on that rubber duck coming down the road. But if you get a few moments, I'll get you to tell me about that. Back to you, W4DJW, KN4UBG.
Okay, next row, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That's Kevin. He's back home in Fountain Inn, and glad to know that was you, because it was down more than it was up when you were trying to check in earlier, Kevin, so glad we got that resolved. You're sounding good in there now. What I was saying at the beginning of the net, the two announcements that I had at the beginning of the net was that we do have new capabilities on this repeater now. One of them is an automated announcement system. But automated via FCC rules isn't really allowed. It has to be driven by a human, right? It can't be an automated system that just puts out an announcement every now and then, other than your ID, right? You've got to identify yourself. And if you're transmitting for more than 10 minutes, you got to throw your ID out there. But this is a system that once we record an announcement, it can be pulled up by any amateur radio operator at any time. In other words, if you're talking to somebody tomorrow morning and you say, you know, they had an announcement on that line this night, I can't remember what it was about, you can just key up, send in 98 pound, and let go, and it will repeat the announcement for you. And you are the ham radio operator that generated getting that coming out over the air, which makes it legal by the FCC rules. Has to be initiated by an amateur radio operator. It can't just be an automatic announcement. So we do have that now. Net controllers can use that at the beginning of the net if they don't want to have to say it all, if they don't want to have to remember it all. If we want a consistent message that we're going to put out there, you just key up, hit 98 pound, and you can hear the announcement that's out there at that point in time. It will change over time. It won't be the same announcement forever. As we add new features, we'll have different announcements. So that's one of the two, Kevin. And then the other one was that we have the ability to do pre-net check-ins. So if you're part of the early morning crowd and you're up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you leave the house at 5, and by the time 9 o'clock rolls around, it's just too late, you're in the bed already, we understand that. But you'd still like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, you can do that. If you go out to the brars.cc website, that's the briars.cc, there is a menu item on the menu. Lists across the top. Once you scroll down past the picture, it's across the top. There's a menu item called Pre-Net Check-Ins. And if you click on that, it'll pop up a little dialog box. You can plug in your call, name, location, and say, check me in. And it does have an option to announce it over the air when you say, check me in. And that'll get you on a list. Below that dialog box, you'll see the other people that have pre-checked in already. Your name will be appended to that list, and when it comes time for the net, you'll be checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So, Kevin, hope that answers the questions that you had. KN4UBG, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other questions on that?
Oh, that's the only thing I had, Dave. I just barely caught part of what you was saying to start with. But if you can you send me that link somewhere? That way I can pull it up and I can do that?
Yeah, I can do that if I have your email address. Yeah, I was talking to you. I could probably put it in Echolink, but I'll get it to you somehow, some way. brars.cc. It's pretty short, but I'll send it to you somehow, some way. I don't remember if I've got you in my inbox or not, but if I do, I think I do. Yeah, I'll send it to you that way. Anything else?
Not yet, Dave. If you want to, you can pull my call sign on QRZ, and my email is up there now. I actually updated that the other day, and I'm updating a few things on there as I go, but there's a few boxes I don't understand what it is. Buddy of mine down the road here said he'd help me out, and I'm going to try to update the rest of the information on there. That way when people pull it up, they can see everything. But I am on QRZ, and the email address should be up there. So you can pull it up that way and send it to me that way if you want to, and it'll come directly to my phone. But that'll be it, man. That's the only thing I can think of, other than all this crazy stuff going on, being on lockdown now. But I don't know. We're playing it by ear, man. And getting sent home some early days there. I got sent home today at about 11:19. I got sent home yesterday at 2:22, so I'm about 7 hours short of what I need to have right now. But I guess that'll be it, man. KN4, UBG, W4, DJW, back to you.